I want to speak on some verses from John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 12. I put it to you that in these verses, in the immediate context and the wider context, several chapters around this passage, Jesus is setting out his new covenant, his law. The law of Christ for his people. My commandments, he says, my commandments, obey my commandments. Now men quibble, some men quibble about the law of Christ, that phrase here, it's not used. But what else is it when Christ speaks about my commandments and obedience to my commandments and so on? We are certainly in the region, in the realm of the law of Christ here. Christ's commandments for his people in the new covenant. Now Christ is setting out the principles here, laying the ground rules, as it were, laying down the markers. It will be as he promises in this context, in this passage, these passages here. Christ promises the gift of the Spirit, that he will lead the apostles into all the truth and expound these things that Christ is setting out and take them further. And so what we shall find as we read the New Testament, the apostles take these markers, these ground rules, and they expound them and they explain them and they add to them and they set them out in great detail for us. The law of Christ in the rest of Scripture. Now, John 15, verses 9 to 12. Let me just read the passage. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Commandment, commandments, it comes over and over, even in this short passage. The law of Christ. And there are three things. Love. Love of the Father for the Son, as the Father has loved me. And the love of the Son for his people, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. That's the first part of the law of Christ, of the new covenant. There is love in this covenant. It's full of love. The Father's love to the Son, and the Son's love to his people. Secondly, Christ says, I abide in my Father's love. I've kept his commandments. Now, you must abide in my love. This is my commandment to you. And as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, you must keep my commandments and abide in my love. There's the love of the Father for the Son and the love of the Son for his people. There is the Son's obedience to his Father, his law. And there is the obedience of Christ's people to the Lord Jesus in his law too. The third thing, this is my commandment, again, the law of Christ, that you love one another as I have loved you. The love of the Father for the Son, the love of the Son for his people, the obedience of the Son to the Father, the obedience of Christ's people to the Son, and then the love, the mutual love, between God's children, just as Christ has loved us. Now, the point I want to make here is that just as the Father has loved me, just as the Father has loved me, just as I have kept my Father's commandment, just as I have loved you, this is the standard, this is the motive, this is the spring, this is the example, this is the source, this is the power by the Spirit, so the context is full of the Spirit's power, of the obedience of God's children to the law of Christ. It's full of love, full of obedience to Christ, full of love for all God's people. This is the standard. This is the doctrine that Christ puts out here. And, he says, is all just as my Father has loved me, just as I have obeyed my Father, just as I have loved you. There's the standard. There's the power. There's the example. There's the wonder of the new covenant. Simple, isn't it? Well, it's simple to set out. It's also pretty clear here. Obedience, love, mutual love, and all in accordance with the love of the Father for the Son, just as. The obedience of the Son to the Father, just as. And the love amongst the brothers and sisters of Christ, just as Christ has loved us. It's easy to set it all out. Of course, it's the doing of it. That's a lifetime, isn't it? Progressively being sanctified by the Spirit of God in obedience to the law of Christ, the Word of Christ. And as I say, these principles will be expanded and applied and expatiated upon and set out in great detail by the apostles. I'm going to close this by just reading one little section from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I could have read verses from 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And there are other places in Scripture where you will find this same principle. Hear the echoes of this passage in John 15 in what I now read from Ephesians 4 and 5. There should be no chapter division here. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, to chapter 5, verse 1. There should be no division here. It's an appalling division of chapters. Let me just read it to you. I don't even need to make any comment on it. You can see Paul here expanding and applying and expatiating upon what we've read in John 15. This is what he says to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And walk in love, as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. You can't miss it. We have to be kind, forgiving, loving amongst the brothers and sisters. We have to walk in love, and it's all as God in Christ forgave us, and it's all as Christ loved us and sacrificed himself on the cross, in his life offered up on the cross, in his death for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice of his perfect life. This is the law of Christ. This is the new covenant. This is new covenant theology. This is what the believer has to live on and work out by the power of God's Spirit. And it's all Christ. Christ is all. God's love for Christ. The Father's love for Christ. The Father's love for us through Christ and in Christ. Christ's love for us. Christ's obedience for us. Our love for each other. It's all tied together in one glorious new covenant by the Spirit. Read Scripture and see for yourself. Mark these things as you see them. Note them. The motive, the power, the means, the spring, the source, the standard of the Christian's obedience and walk is found in Scripture, tied up with, fully revealed in, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is New Covenant theology. And that's why I put this little video up. It's easy to set out. Now, brothers and sisters, let us go and live it out to the glory of God and the good of each other. Amen. Amen.